I'm Barry Funfar. We're at my home, 27 Ridgeview Drive in Falmouth. We moved here in to the Cape in 1979, moved here on Labor Day. It was quite an experience with everyone else leaving. I thought it was like a nuclear evacuation or something, and we were the only ones coming on. But we then proceeded to build this house. We had purchased the lot in 1978. And we moved into this home in 1982. Well, I was a little skeptical as far as the noise was my biggest concern. And so I went to all the meetings that the Town Energy Committee hosted for that. And they also hosted a bus tour up to Hall, Massachusetts, to see the windmill facility up there. And I didn't detect a single noise out of that one, not a single sound, which put my fears to rest, really. And after that, I really had no qualms whatsoever about these being built. We actually do not have a noise problem inside our home, unless we have a window open and are standing close by that open window. To me, it's an outdoor problem where I have PTSD, and I have a disability from that. I'd been in Vietnam for 19 months, and then since 2003, I've been going twice a week to the VA for counseling and various appointments to do with the PTSD, but I was doing extremely, extremely well. I had made like so much progress that I really had a new life, and I was feeling, you know, very good about everything. And you know, a couple of little grandkids, and can serve to make life very wonderful. But the sound so got to me that my doctor at the VA told me that I had to move, that she said, you cannot take that added stress and anxiety because it put me into depression. I had to leave my home for the month of August. I lived at my son's place in Mashpee to come out of that depression. And I have a letter from another medical provider that what the windmill has done to me as far as the anxiety and the depression, and that, you know, hoping the town would have some leniency on me, and but you know, that really hasn't carried any weight with anything. But it has had like major effects on my health, where I can say for my wife, she hardly notices.